There are two very basic components of our lives. Both of them take up a lot of time and investment, effort, and the better the understanding that we can have, or any additional insight or understanding into the mechanism or the benefit or the accomplishments of those particular activities can make a major difference in our appreciation of what we're doing and in the gaining the benefits from those particular activities. And I think that in Parsha, there's two references which might shed some light on this. One is the Sipurnu, forgive the artwork over here, when Moshe Rabbeinu comes and asks Hashem, Hoidieni no estrochecho. What is he requesting? He wants to know the Darchei Hashem. He wants to know how things work. You know, Hashem says he's going to have Rachmonas, Chanois Asher Ochon, Rechamtis Asher Arachim. He's having a conversation here of trying to get an insight into the ways of Hashem. So the Sipurnu says it refers to two questions. It's a very specific question. I want to know the two of your wondrous ways. Ho'echod, who? Eich b'yidioscho bilvad atonoisein b'tzius hanimtsoim kimavur b'moifis. Says, I want to know that only through yediyah, you don't do anything. All you have is a knowledge, an insight, an understanding. Through that yediyah, you give mitzius to everything that exists in this world. Hashem, through his yediyah, the world exists. I don't even know what the question means, to tell you the truth. But that's the question. Through your yediyah, you do nothing. There's no physical creation. I mean, you're not creating with your hands, kaviyochel. It's through your yediyah you are giving mitzius, this entire existence of the world. How does that work? That's nifla. I want to know how that works. That's number one he wants to know. Number two he wants to know. V'habeis, eich b'yidioscho habilti koizeves ba'asidois. How can through your knowledge, which lies not, which knows the absolute truth in the future, yishoyer bohem teva ho'efsher v'habechira. How can still remain teva and bechira? Because you know everything up front, and there can be no bechira if you know what's going to happen. So how could you say that the person, again, this question is not so simple even to understand. How could you say that the person has free choice when from the very beginning you knew exactly what he was going to decide and what was going to happen and how what the teva is going to happen and everything? So there's nothing. It's all biyadiyah. What's going on over here? These are the two issues that Moshe Rabbeinu had. That's what he wants. Ve'edoacho, and I will know you. Ki omnom biyadiyas hapeulois tiye yediyo ma mehatsuro asher yimshochu mimeno oisan hapeulois. Because with the knowledge of knowing the peulois, there will be through how you act. This is, I guess, these two things are together, pu'ulois. How do you work in this world? How be'edia do you have all the creator and imtsoyim? How be'edia can you not interfere with what's going to happen in the future choices and in the teva? So he says, because through, when I understand the way Hashem works, the pu'ulois, his actions, there'll be a yediyah ma mehatsuro asher yimshochu mimeno oisna pu'ulois. I'll have some concept of who Hashem is, of his tzura, of his form, not a physical form, but the format. What's he about? By knowing how his pu'ulois work. So by understanding these pu'ulois, these two questions that Moshe Rabbeinu had, I'm going to have a deeper understanding of Hashem. Leman emtzochem be'enecho, ki boze emtzochem b'seichel toi be'enei elikim. That's how I'm going to find favor in the eyes of Hashem, be'enei elikim, ki omro ki em b'zois yishalal ha'mishalal haskov l'yodeo yisi. Because this is the only thing that's praiseworthy. Ki ani Hashem, the pasuk continues, Oyse chesed mishpat utztoko ba'oretz, ki be'elech ofatztinu Hashem. That's the pasuk in Yirmiyah. So Moshe Rabbeinu says like this, Hoydieni no estrochecho, teach me these two niflois of your bria, how you could, how you be a dia alone, you can create the mitzius, and how be with your dia of the future doesn't impact, doesn't impinge, doesn't interfere with the free choice that people have later on. And then I'll know you more about who you are and your tzura, because through the idea of these pe'ulos, I'll come to recognize you. And then I'll emtzochein be'einecha, I'll find favor in your eyes, because b'ze emtzochein, because it'll be b'zeis yishalal, haskel v'yodeo yisi, I'll know Hashem, I'll understand the tzura, I'll understand what he's about, how he operates, and memela, I'll be able to find favor in your eyes because of this haskel v'deo si kein Hashem oisa chesed mishpat utzloko b'oretz ki be'ele chofatzti, because I want you to act with chesed mishpat utzloko, and then I'm going to find favor in your eyes because this is going to bring me to the ultimate of chesed mishpat utzloko ki be'ele chofatzti, and to act that way. So it's very strange that the goal is haskel v'deo si. And the goal of Haskav Yodeo, you see, is, as the Pasuk says, Ki ani Hashem, I do chesed, I do mishpot, justice, utstoko, which is a form of chesed done midin, not just extra chesed, but because it's betzedek that I owe, whatever that means, and ki be'ele chofatzti, and that's what I want. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know, I'm going to be able to fulfill the purpose of creation. I'm going to be fulfilling the haskel v'yodeo yisi. I'm going to be the knowledge, the knower of Hashem, and he chesed mishpat utzloko keil chofatzti. Why? If you answer me these two questions, explain to me how through your yedia alone you can create mitzius, everything that exists, and how your yedia doesn't interfere with the bechira. And then ve'eduacho, then I'll know you, I'll understand you, and memele I'm tzochein be'einecho, and I'll be able to live a life of haskel v'yodeo yisi, chesed mishpat utzloko v'chulei v'chulei. I would say that to Moshe Rabbeinu, first of all, with everything he understood, everything he knew, he's already spent 40 days in the Har, and he learned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu everything, and he knows. That parsha he knows. What's he asking for? What's he lacking? Only two esoteric issues, which, like, you know, right on the top up there, the most abstract and complex and difficult questions of understanding things that maybe are even beyond human understanding. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, I need that in order leman emtzochein be'einecho. In order to be able to do the haskel v'yodeo yisi, seems that very bizarre. What do I need that for this? I have the idea. What's the posuk itself says? I mean, it's true. In the Sipurnu he skips it. I don't know in the original Sipurnu if it has the dots in there, if it quotes the whole posuk. I don't know. But haskel v'yodeo yisi ki ani Hashem. That's what the posuk says. Oisa chesed mishpat tztokwe. So Moshe Rabbeinu knows Hashem is molei chesed. Mishpat, Tztoka. Moshe Rabbeinu learned the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all the ramifications of Chesed, Mishpat, Tztoka. And he knows Melech HaFatzti. And he was Tefes this with the Memtes Shari Chochma. He reached the ultimate Chochma in these things. And he says, I won't be able to find favor in your eyes to be Mekayim, the Haskel V'yodeo, you see, if I don't have these two very abstract and maybe almost beyond human comprehension issues to be able to understand. I think that what that really means is, certainly it doesn't mean that we should give up and say, well, since we're not going to be able to understand these two things, we're never going to be able to do Haskel V'yodeo yisi and Chesed Mishpat Utzloko. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't stop because of that either, and we don't even know whether he was answered about this. But it seems that without the maximizing of the insights into the Torah, to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to understand, like the Sefer HaChinuch uses the word, he says, the Torah is Meifsim Sichliyim U'Meifsim Gashmiyim. The Meifsim Sichliyim are the Yashvas HaTorah, and all of the delicate and the wondrous insights in human seichel and human morality and beinodom lachaveiro, in sensitivity, in emotion, in psychology, that the Torah, only the Torah gives us. And then there's the Maifsim Gashmiyim, seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Hashkocha Protis and everything he does. It seems that unless a person maximizes his capacity to understand the Pu'ulos of Hashem, to come to some sense of who the Bo'ir Olam is, unless we do that, then we're missing mamish in the basics of, even though I understand the chesed, mishpat, utzdoka, that part I got, I read the Musas for him, I got that. I don't have to tell you, Yevomis, I wasn't koina, and Kochim, I wasn't koina, and all the other different hashkofes ha-Torah, and whatever it may be, I don't have a handle on. But I know depths, I learned shmuz in the depths of chesed, the depths of tzedakah, the depths of mishpat, the mishpatei Hashem, the musogei ha-Torah. I learned so much musar, I learned so much haloch, I learned so much. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, I'm not going to be able, I can't be makayim, I won't really know you, and I won't be able to reach that kibbutz eilech or fatzti to the proper level, unless I have that endless striving and craving and achieving deeper and deeper and deeper and ongoing insight. I assume, because since the insights are infinite, so if a person isn't constantly approaching and attempting to reach closer to infinity, then he's not getting any place. He's not reckoning with the issues. But whatever it is, so I think it means like the chashivus of learning and of every idea of the Torah, and whatever it may be, it's all another aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way he wants the world to be conducted, the way he conducts his world, the way he considers Yashrus and Emes and proper and improper and all of these things, every one of them. Sometimes we think, you know, well, I got the basics. Chesed, Mishpat, Utztoka, I'm doing the thing, I'm acting in the proper way, and I meet this and this, that's great. And on a certain level it is, but this the ultimate. Even for Moshe Rabbeinu had so much, it's more. As much learning as we can get, the deeper learning we can get, the greater the kinyan we get, the greater the ideas we get. And you know, especially sometimes when there's such an emphasis on developing the skills, the tools of learning, and the ability to learn, sometimes we tend to forget the importance of the broader ideas and the varied insights. Now, it's true that from the depth, we get an in-depth look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there's still other aspects that we may be missing. So that means learning Bekiyas is important, that means learning Halocha is important, that means learning Sifrei Musar is important, that means understanding all the Hashkofas HaTorah is important, that means so all of the, I guess, Mishnayos and Tanakh and everything, it's all, what? Okay, I don't know about that. Anyway, it's all necessary. It's all relevant to be able to reach that ve'eduachor. And it seems that the attempt Moshe Rabbeinu at the highest level was not satisfied that he could really do it. That he'll be ve'eduachor and he'll be emtzachem be'enov and he'll be mekayim haskel v'yodeo isi the kibeelachor fatzti if he didn't achieve even beyond what he had achieved. So I think that, you know, especially, it's late, especially as we're planning, and it looks like, Be'ez Hashem, it looks like there's a new mahalach that opened up to enable us to maybe beat the weatherman and get inside there a little bit quicker. And I think as we contemplate that move, I think we have to rededicate ourselves to expanding that those efforts at being kine, being roichish, accomplishing, achieving, mastering, remembering, knowing, internalizing the Darkei Hashem as it's expressed in all of the limudim that we do, and to strengthen the hasmoda and to correct some of the hisrashluts that may have been set in and due to circumstances beyond our control, and some maybe even with our control, and to look for etzes to create a learning environment in the Bismedrish that's enables us to maximize the opportunity that we have to understand and more and more and more of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and of His Torah. And I think that psychologically, as we make such a move, I think it's a time for reflection, it's a time for Cheshbon HaNefesh, it's a time for coming up with Eitzes to strengthen what we do there. Some people have, you know, mentioned a few pretty interesting Eitzes, some of them very push it, some of them will undoubtedly be met with a lot of resistance. But I think that we have to really start thinking in that way, because it seems that Moshe Rabbeinu was not confident that he will be able to reach the basics of Chesed, Mishpat, Utzdoko, unless he expanded even beyond what he had achieved, his understanding of the Darkei Hashem. So I think we really have to see what we can do in that area.